Professor Linda Bottrell from the University of Canberra has been involved in drought policy for more than 15 years as both a researcher and a government advisor. I asked her for her reaction to the Morrison government's announcement.
I don't think it's particularly creative. I think it's a big headline number, but I'm not sure that in terms of being a good response to the problems being faced in the bush, it's a particularly innovative or helpful package.
You're saying it won't work?
I think there will be some people and some communities that will benefit. Clearly, having injections of funds into rural communities during drought is going to be beneficial. But in terms of being a cohesive and long-term response to drought, I think it leaves a lot to be desired.
So is the problem that it will simply delay the decision point for those farmers whose operations are no longer viable?
That's part of it. These loans are going to be up to $2 million. That is a substantial loan. So although for the couple of years that the money is provided interest and repayment free, that will certainly help farmers in the short term. In the long term, it's adding to their debt level. Many of them are going to presumably have to go to the commercial banking sector to borrow money to pay off the principal. And we can't predict whether when those repayments come due, we may not be in another drought.
What's the alternative?
Well, the alternative is an income contingent loan. And this is the kind of model that is used for HECS, where farmers only repay when they can afford to.
But doesn't the HECS style loan carry exactly the same sort of risk?
No, it doesn't. There are likely to be farmers who struggle to repay a revenue contingent loan. But the way we structured the loan, we would see about 87% of the money made available to farmers through an income contingent loan repaid within a decade. So it's not pushing it so far onto the never-never, and it's certainly putting less stress on farmers.
So you have some problems with the loan elements of this scheme.
Yes.
If we look at this as an economic stimulus measure, though, and the government says it is injecting almost $1.5 billion into the rural sector, does it work on that level?
Well, there's no doubt that it will be a benefit to those local government areas receiving the payments. So there's, and obviously if it's well targeted, the infrastructure upgrades and maintenance of roads and so forth will be very beneficial and be beneficial in the long term. So there are parts of this package that make sense. The issue, though, is the extent to which it's going to be able to help individual farmers who are suffering through severe drought to be able to maintain their properties and their families until we come out of this very severe drought.
The federal government did sign a national drought agreement with the states last year that would base policy on enhancing long-term preparedness and sustainability. So is it at least headed in the right direction?
Except there was nothing new in that intergovernmental agreement. It was a restatement of a set of national drought policy principles that have been around since the original national drought policy in 1992. Governments have been talking for over two decades now about the need for long-term drought preparedness to develop farm resilience and to help farmers to manage the risks of climate variability. What we are missing are some concrete policy proposals that put together sensible, long-term, predictable programs for farmers so that when things start getting bad, we don't see Commonwealth and state governments running around looking for solutions, but they've already got on the shelf a series of programs that are ready to go, that people know what they contain, how much they're going to cost, and what triggers them. One of my concerns about this loan package, which hasn't been discussed, is the amount of red tape that is likely to be involved. How are the eligibility criteria going to be drawn up? Which farmers are going to be eligible for these sums of money? How is the government going to determine how much money an individual farmer can borrow? Are they going to have to demonstrate some form of long-term viability in the sector? We have yet to see what the rules will be. That brings me to another concern I've got with this package, is that we've got an announcement coming from the Commonwealth Government, but it's not clear to what extent this has been done in consultation with the states. At the moment, we are seeing ad hoc responses from different levels of government, and it opens up inequities between farmers in different states, and it doesn't result in a cohesive drought response.
Why is the federal government apparently so reluctant to put in the sort of creative, comprehensive, long-term policy that you're calling for?
In short, I don't know. We had our drought policy in place. It was reviewed in 2008. We had a very comprehensive and public review that was driven by the Productivity Commission with a couple of other very important reports that accompanied it, one into the social impact of drought and one that looked at the likely impact of climate change on drought into the future. Those processes were comprehensive. They involved a lot of public consultation, as Productivity Commission reports often do. Unfortunately, as a consequence of that, we saw the ending of what was then the exceptional circumstances package, and it wasn't replaced with anything. Now, there were a lot of problems with that package, and there were very good reasons for ending it, but we've never really seen it replaced with anything comprehensive. So we've been muddling along now for over a decade with statements of intent and principles of a drought policy, but we've lost that comprehensive, holistic approach to responding to drought and to preparing for drought.
Do you think part of the problem could be a fear of talking about climate change?
You have to suspect that's the case, because the report that was done by the CSIRO and the Bureau of Meteorology in 2008 pointed out that climate change was going to increase the severity and the frequency of droughts in Australia. We're seeing farm groups themselves increasingly talking about the fact that this has something to do with climate change. And I think as long as we keep avoiding the elephant in the room, I think it does make full, sensible conversations about drought policy difficult. But also missing is making a good connection between drought policy and water policy. So we're having these conversations about drought relief, but they are being held independently in the public debate from our conversations about the management of water in the Murray-Darling Basin, for example. And these things are clearly connected.
Linda Bottrell, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eleanor.
That's drought analyst Professor Linda Bottrell from the University of Canberra.